Welcome to the Lou Catino Show, where we can learn to reimagine our lifestyle.
Sister, thank you once again for your time. I love starting my mornings off this way. So much to learn from you. And while I learn, I'm also making a conscious, aware effort to take what I need to apply and making it part of my life. You know, I'm definitely using your model of changing the program in my mind because, you know, you are right. When I get into arguments and fights, now that I look back, I did my introspection after we spoke in the previous topic about it because I did have a difficult argument, in fact, about 48 hours ago. And when I look at that, no matter where right or where I'm wrong, I was acting out of my program, the program that I've built for years. You know, using defense, using blame, using power, using everything, you know. So I really, really think that self-realization that you keep teaching us about, that, hey, we've learned something, now practice it. Now the lesson becomes so much more solid. It just doesn't stay a lesson or an Instagram reel or a video. It's become part of our life. So thank you for that, sister. Thank you for that. Today, I want to talk about something that even you keep bringing up. When we look around, relationships are breaking down. It doesn't have to just be marriage. It could be people falling in love. It could be relationships between colleagues, even the best of friends. I remember when my dad was living, he would always tell us that, you know, oh, you have so many friends. It's great. We would take friends home. And over time, he would say, great, it's good you have friends. But remember, familiarity breeds contempt. You have to make sure that there are certain boundaries. And today we see that happening. The best of friends can become bitter overnight, creating stress. And the same thing with lovers, relationships between kids, parents, kids telling parents, I hate you. Parents telling kids, I did everything and I loved you so much. And where is this conflict arising from based on your experience? Because I know you talk around the world. And I think I know what your answer is going to be. It's the model, but I would love for you to kind of explain to us, where can we start? Right now, we're in a difficult relationship. It could be marriage, could be work. Where does it start? Number one, why is it happening? Number two, what can we do, sister?
So the relationship is not between a role and a role. The relationship is between a soul and another soul. So it doesn't matter whether it's parent-child or it's husband-wife or it's friends. It's two minds which are in a relationship. They are these two souls which are in a relationship. If even one out of the two souls is emotionally healthy, that relationship will remain comfortable. If both are emotionally strong, relationship is smooth. But if both are emotionally depleted, then conflict is natural to be happen. But it's natural, it will happen. So what would mean an emotionally strong, emotionally average, and emotionally depleted? So if throughout the day I'm living my life with this left column list of stress, anger, irritation, impatience, hurt, hatred, intolerance, fear, comparison, competition. So see what is creating here throughout the day. What vibrations am I creating here? I am lowering my emotional fitness levels. So my emotional stamina is getting lowered because I'm creating uncomfortable emotions. So if I visualize this like a little battery here, what am I creating throughout the day? So if I create these uncomfortable emotions, battery gets discharged. If I'm just normal, not creating uncomfortable emotions, not creating very energized feelings also, battery will remain where it is, which means mundane thoughts. I have to go to work. I have to have my breakfast. Neither negative nor positive, just neutral. So battery will remain where battery is. But if I create forgiveness, if I create acceptance, if I create patience, this battery gets energized. So now visualize two batteries which come into an interaction. Okay. So where is their energy level? So if both are here, not in their best of emotional health, then their ability to tolerate, ability to keep quiet when one is reacting, ability to finish it off quickly here and let go, ability to release the past. They don't have the power. They don't have the power because they are not exercising that fitness level every day. So for example, someone is going to the gym daily. they are raising their physical fitness level. No, I can see them lift all those weights. I've never done that. So I'm not going to be able to lift even 1/100th of what they're trying to lift. But because they are working on that. So anything that I work on, I will be able to lift my fitness levels. But if I'm not working on that, it should remain where it is. But our lifestyle today, especially with content consumption, is not allowing our fitness levels to remain where it is. It is not allowing that to remain where it is because I'm consuming so much of junk diet here. So I have more or less stopped consuming healthy diet for the mind, but I'm consuming a lot of junk. So I'm not going to remain where I am. Every year, my emotional fitness levels are going to go lower. I'm consuming 10 episodes of a series in a day. I'm saying binge watching. I have to talk to everybody at the party tonight of the series that otherwise I'll be left out. I haven't watched what everybody has. So I will sit there addicted, consuming all that. Then, of course, all this addiction of consuming content. This is diet. If someone had to just de-addict themselves from content consumption, they will see their fitness levels going here. And when that happens, everything will start falling into place. So to remember that sankalp se srishti, thoughts create my world, everything will start falling into place if I only raise these fitness levels. So what we suggest to people is, one, restrict content consumption. Second, at least 10-15 minutes on a daily basis, consume healthy content. You know, consume healthy content. So this content, in the name of entertainment, what I'm consuming has a lot of uncomfortable emotions. If I consume spiritual content, you know, content which is made to make my lifestyle healthy, then that content is beginning the thoughts of acceptance, of adjustment, of tolerance, of letting go, of gratitude. It is creating it, that information is going into me every single day. And I don't have to do anything. It's like you teach us just eat right. Once I've eaten right, I don't go and check what's happening in my gut and how is it getting digested. I just have to choose to eat right. My body will do the rest. Similarly, I have to choose to consume right. That's my emotional diet. If I consume right here, the rest of the things will get processed right. But if I consume unhealthy here, then try however hard, I cannot shift to the healthy side of emotions because I'm consuming hours and hours of it, hours and hours. So if someone had to draw a graph of the last 25, 30 years, so I think 25 years back or 30 years back was the first television. And the first television started with, you know, one episode a week. So that's how we started our content consumption in India. And that too, one episode was more pure content. Families could sit together, talk about family values, and that's what it was teaching us. Now it's somebody's business, so they won't keep it to one episode a week. So they made it a 5 episode a week. Then it's again, they saw people getting addicted to it. So then it became daily. Then they gave us the option that you can record it and you can watch it whenever you want. And then they gave it to us on the phone. So that's it. That's how the graph has been for content. And then came, of course, social media and all these OTT platforms. So draw a graph of content. And along with that, directly proportionate, you will see the graph of emotional, mental, physical health and relationships directly. So 25, 30 years back, when we were in school, we didn't have the word stress in emotions. It was only in physics. The only word we would say is a little tensed one day before the exam and one day before the result, and that's it. The rest of the day is not even that. We grew up in an era where people used to say student life is the best life. You know, childhood, carefree life. Today, they are talking about depression. They're saying anxiety attack, panic attack, medication before an exam. So it's time to think, if a child cannot handle exam, how is that child going to handle professional pressures, relationship pressures? Just will not be able to. But addressing the root. So if somebody had to experiment with restricting content, adding at least 10, 15 minutes of healthy content, do that for 1 month, and they will start seeing their relationships change. It's 100% guarantee. Anybody can do this. We don't have to do anything here to heal a relationship. I just have to do a little cleansing here. And the vibrations that I radiate to people will change. The way I will respond in a situation will change. Everything will change. And we don't have to wait for the other person to change. It takes only one person to create a relationship. It only takes one person to create a relationship. If I've seen when we started this awakening program, earlier it was only on television. There was no social media. So it would come at, 25 minutes a day. And people started watching it religiously because it was more like a study. So there were people who would sit with a notebook and pen and they would write. For us, it just started. I mean, we hadn't even thought that that's all the change that it can create in people. For me, I believed people should come to the center, learn meditation, do all this. Only then there can be any change because that's what I had experienced. And then after a year or two, when I started traveling, I started meeting people saying, we were on the verge of divorce, but we are perfectly back together. I was in depression. Now I'm fine. And I even met a few people who said, I was contemplating suicide. And I was like, just sitting at home and watching TV. That's it. I said, huh? Honestly, I couldn't believe this is possible. That sitting at home and just watching TV, you cannot create so much change. But then I met so many people who had created so much change. And that's when I said, without coming to the center, without meditating, without even, meeting like-minded people, just sitting at home watching TV. But then that awakened me to the understanding of the power of media on the mind. That's the power of media on the mind. Remember, you and me were in Delhi that day and we met that lady and she told you that my sister saved herself. How? She didn't meet you. She's not met you, but just that power of media. And that was the beginning. So then I said, if 25 minutes of positive content can bring people out of those who were contemplating divorce, those who were depressed, those who were on the verge, if 25 minutes only in the day can bring people out of this, then hours of the opposite content can take people into it. That's certain. It can take people into it. So it's experience of thousands, millions actually. So people only need to change content. Everything else, even our body gets affected by the content we consume. So when you say all these gut issues, it's so much here because you teach us, mind and gut is connected. So if my mind is flooded with all this that I'm consuming, my gut with it. So even if I have the best diet which you give me, but if I don't take care of the diet of the mind, I still don't get the best results. It's still, okay, today it's a little better. Tomorrow again, I go back to the same thing. So as a part of diet, of lifestyle, people will have to add emotional diet with their physical diet. Otherwise, it's incomplete. It's a little difficult to achieve what we want to achieve. So relationships are here. And most important, relationships are in the way we think. It's not just in what we speak and how we behave. That's another thing that we've learned to do, that I can be politically correct in my words and behavior, but within, I'm holding on to my grudges, holding on to my judgmental thinking. That's vibrations that reaching people, and it creates a very fragile foundation of my relationship. And like you said, children saying to their parents, I hate you. This is all vocabulary they have consumed. Remember when we were in kindergarten, or we've seen so many children, when they started going to school, their vocabulary changed. And their parents would say, from where is this learned this line? How is they speaking this language? Some reason they've started going to school. So which means when I am colored by company, my vocabulary will start changing. Now that company is 24/7 with them in their pocket. So it's all coming from them, largely responsible.
Oh, sister, thank you for that. Sister, I need to, tell you that, yes, absolutely, media has absolutely changed the way, because I'll start off with a little bit of a story. You know, about 13 years ago, I used to travel to New York almost every 3 to 4 months to see patients. I didn't have money at that point, but I had a beautiful family in New Jersey who would make sure they picked me up from the airport, take me to their home. And then I remember Sonal and her husband would give me a bus pass to go to New York, see my patients and come back. They looked after me. And on the weekends, since I was all alone, they would take me for drives. And they were listening to this one recording, many recordings, which was you. And they would keep playing it in the car, listening to you, listening to you. Then one day I asked Sonal, I said, you know, why do you listen so much to this? She's saying, that's my healing. That's my healing every single day. And from then till now, when I look back, you know, you were influencing people in a different country, 16 hours away by flight. And today our patients listen to you. And I call your videos natural chemotherapy because they listen to it before chemo, some of them during chemo, some after. So I really, really believe that energy doesn't have to be just in front of a person. But, you know, I think energy can travel through technology and screen. And I think that's the most beautiful thing. I really, yes.
Can we have this incident again? Because it was, the internet was stuck.
Oh, okay, okay.
This incident.
All right,
fine. You were flying to New Jersey and we...
Okay, okay. That was from my heart, but it can come out again because it's from my heart. Yeah, sister, I just have to repeat the New Jersey part, right? So, sister, you know, I do want to talk about a story which touched my life about 13 years ago, which involves you indirectly at that point, today directly. I used to travel to New York very often 13 years ago. I was starting off my career to see patients and I didn't have a lot of money. New York is a very expensive city back then and now. But I was helping this lady and her family with health. They were so gracious to me. They would pick me up from the airport, let me live with them in New Jersey. The husband would give me a bus pass to New York every day. See your patients, come back and live with us. So I didn't have to stay in a hotel. And on the weekends, since I was alone, they would make sure they would drive me around, show me around the place. And in the car, Sonal was her name. She would be listening to your talks. This is 13 years ago. She would be listening to your recordings and, you know, and I asked her, she's saying, healing. She said, I have a great life, but I also struggle with my emotions. I struggle with my children are growing up, you know, they'll be independent. And she found healing in your teachings back then. And this was in the United States of America with you probably sitting in India. And from then till now, you know, you talk about your impact through media. We feel it. We feel it. And the point is, I can say this because I call your recordings that our patients listen to as natural chemotherapy, because they listen to it before their chemo, they listen to it during their chemo, and they listen to it after their chemo to just break down fear, which you can't motivate fear out of a person. No one can. I just feel, like you said, when the program then starts to change because of powerful words and knowledge and wisdom that you share and divine energy, I think that's it. So I do want to tell you, we feel your energy through the screen. I mean, I feel all the more happier when I'm with you face to face. I do also remember, and I have to state this, the first time we met on stage for some award ceremony, and I had 2 or 3 of my team members, and no matter how busy you were and people were around, you gave them time, and they always say that. She spoke to me, she asked about me, she asked me how I handle difficult patients, and you had such a genuine conversation, and I think these things are so divine and so beautiful. So I like always, I want to appreciate you for everything that you do, every session that you know, we hear from you on social media, face-to-face, or even here. It's just something new all the time. It's like, I think if we keep listening to the program, it's going to change automatically, you know, but thank you, sister. Thank you so much again for such a beautiful session and for your time.
Thank you so much. Obhashanti.
Stay tuned for more. We're going to continue our journey, learning, sharing, and evolving.